This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
And there's a lot of competition between khair and evil. We right now seeing that it's affecting our hearts, affecting our lives, affecting even our children. And people, they're struggling to see through all the clutter of these ideas and ideologies and opinions, unfortunately, even among the Muslims themselves. People looking for the truth, they go online, they see all these videos circulating here and there, and they get lost. Who's telling the truth? What do I do in this case? Brothers and sisters, this is not new. This has been the case for a long time. These shubuhat, doubtful matters that have been thrown on us and on our way to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order to take people away from the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla. But what do we do in this situation? What you do, you need to look for the truth. You need to look for that light that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described in the Quran as basira, insight. A believer sees by the light of Allah Azza wa Jalla. A true believer will see by the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do you have it? Have you been given this light? Is it given to anybody? Is there even any way that I can acquire this light by which I can go through all these difficulties? You see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ بَصَائِرُ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. Allah made it clear. He said, I have shown you, I have given you light. I've given you insight. I have shown you enlightenment. It came to you from your Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَمَنْ أَبْصَرَ فَلِنَفْسِهِ. Those who see, those who open their eyes and follow that enlightenment, follow that light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they get the benefit for their own souls. وَمَنْ عَمِيَ فَعَلَيْهَا. And those who choose to give a blind eye to the basira of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the harm is only against their own selves. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أَنَا عَلَيْكُمْ بِحَفِيظٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's leaving you to make the choice. So do you choose to take that light and live by it or otherwise? We need that light. Why do we really need that light? In hadith Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu wardah, which is in Tirmidhi, qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, takunu bayna yaday as-sa'ati fitanun ka qita'i al-layl al-mudlim. There shall be times, days, says, before the day of judgment, where fitan, trials, ordeals, issues that we go through, he says, ka qita'i al-layl al-mudlim. They're so difficult to see through, so dark like the darkness of the night. Like you can't even tell. You can't see the direction in the darkness of that night. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم يصبح الرجل مؤمنا ويمسي كافرا. You wake up with full iman, full conviction in your heart. You're so certain. By the end of the day, subhanAllah, going through all these ordeals and all these trials, they start having doubts. وقال ويصبح كافرا ويمسي مؤمنا. And sometimes it's the opposite. They wake up, they just kind of like give up on faith and deen and everything. But then they go through many things in life, and then subhanAllah, they go back again to their iman. Then he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يَبِيعُ دِينُهُ بِعَرَضٍ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا قَلِيلٍ. They trade their deen, they trade their iman with some of these lowly things of this dunya. The lowly things, the cheap things of this dunya. قَلِيل. Very little, he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So how can I get that enlightenment? How can I get that basira, insight, in times of confusion? قال الله تبارك وتعالى قل هذه سبيلي. He said subhanahu wa ta'ala, tell them, ya Muhammad, this is my way. This is the path that leads to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أدعو إلى الله على بصيرة. I call to you to Allah Azza wa Jal على بصيرة, with insight. What he's telling us over here, look, there is no other way. There is no other way. In times of confusion, there is no other way but to go to that straight path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many of us, when we see confusion, where do we go? We go dig deep into the issues, forgetting that this particular issue is part of a bigger picture, a trial from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we get lost on the path of trying to see what is right and wrong about these issues without having the true light that comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَالَ أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى بَصِيرًا. I call to Allah azza wa jal with this insight, with this enlightenment, the light from Allah azza wa jal. وَأَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعْنِي. And those who follow me as well. What does that mean? This is given to everybody who follow the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You want to have that insight? You want to see through the darkness of the night of this dunya? Then follow the example of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah will give you that light he promised to give the Prophet and his followers. May Allah make us minhum ya rabbil alameen. So there are five things that I need to acquire in order for me to be able to see through. Like with this whole confusion, I'm giving you in this khutbah five things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned to us in the Quran that would help you see through. Meaning all the clutter that you see in this dunya, you can find easy way to go through it, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala, without being affected. What are these five things? Number one, the first thing that we need to think about and make sure that we have is to have the true belief in La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Kalimatul Tawheed. The true oneness of Allah Azza wa Jal. What does that mean? When we say the true oneness of Allah, we say, Alhamdulillah, I always say La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. True. Many say La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. But when you look at their loyalty in the heart, it was something else or somebody else. Some have loyalty to certain groups, organizations, certain shuyukh, certain tariqah, the methodologies. So yes, they say La ilaha illallah. But that loyalty not really in La ilaha illallah itself. It is somewhere else. Until you make that belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely and only for Allah azza wa jal. Absolute sincerity, honesty about saying La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. What does that even mean? If you truly believe in that, you will abandon anything else besides what Allah says in the Quran says in the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today, I see a lot of Muslim debate online and even send questions as well too. And even when you post something, they always comment on yours. Debating with you. Over what? You say, you cannot hold Islam, you know, to yourself. You cannot hold the interpretation of Islam to yourself. Which is true. But then what do you mean by that? No, they want to interpret Islam differently though. In a way that is meaningful to them. But look, we have to go by what Allah says and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say in the Sunnah. If you follow this true meaning of Tawheed, the true oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will abandon any other ideology except that which is in the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It becomes so easy to abandon any other opinion, any other ideologies, any other path except that was clear in the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to us in the Quran, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَمْ يَلْبِسُوا إِيمَانَهُمْ بِظُلْمٍ أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ الْأَمْنُ وَهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ. Those who have faith, those who claim to have faith, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَمْ يَلْبِسُوا إِيمَانَهُمْ بِظُلْمٍ. They did not associate with their iman any kind of injustice. And he means by that, shirk, associating anybody with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether through worship or even following their ways. Those who truly follow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and don't associate any partners with him. قال أولئك لهم الأمن. Those are the ones who are going to find safety. Those shall find safety and peace and tranquility in their life, in the dunya and in the akhirah. You want to have peace? Make your servitude only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no one else. The second thing that we need to work on to have that insight and that basira, abandoning the sin, ya jama'ah. Quit sinning. Now, I'm not saying quit sinning to the extent that we're going to be like angels. This is impossible. Because we've been created as human beings with the possibility of committing sins and making mistakes. That's not what we're talking about. No, we're talking about don't try to do it deliberately and intentionally. And if it happens, then you immediately fix it by repenting back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because so much of this will leave a lot of residues on the heart. Will cause the heart to be sealed with nifaq and hypocrisy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قال كلا بران على قلوبهم ما كانوا يكسبون. But no, he said, in fact, their hearts have been stained by all the evil they used to do it on the commit. So those who live a life of indulgence in this dunya, complete indulgence in whatever it is, whether it's halal or haram. And it's so interesting, subhanAllah, when we talk about halal and haram, a lot of people think of halal and haram just the basic issue, such as being away from zina and fahisha and murder and theft and drinking alcohol. That's what we think of being haram. But a lot of people don't understand that using riba is worse than all of this. That's also haram. Lying and cheating is also haram. Backbiting is also haram. We don't count these things to be a big deal because it's not like drinking or committing fahisha or zina or murder. No, it's not a big deal. It is a big deal. So if you truly want your heart to be pure and have that insight in the heart, you need to relieve it from all these sins so you can be purified. With pure heart, you can get there, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. Except those who come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with that pure heart. So you need to quit sinning, jama'ah. In the story of Imam al-Shafi, rahimahullah ta'ala, he talked to his teacher. He said, قَالَ شَكَوْتُ إِلَى وَكِيعٍ سُوَ حِفْظِ. I complained to my teacher, Waqi'. that I'm losing some of my knowledge. Like I can't retain it as I used to. فَأَرْشَدَنِي إِلَىٰ تَرْكِ الْمَعَاصِ. He told me you need to quit sinning. وَقَالْ بِأَنَّ الْعِلْمَ نُورٌ. He told me, look, when it comes to knowledge, that insight you're looking for is light from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَنُورُ اللَّهِ لَا يُتَى لِعَاصِ. And that light of Allah cannot be given to a sinner. You want to have that insight and that light? Purify yourself from these sins. Number three, to put your heart where it belongs, to the complete and absolute submission and servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we hear the word servant of Allah azza wa jalla, the word servant or slave of Allah, many people, they start kind of thinking twice about it. Why? Because we have a negative connotation with the word slavery. We have that conditioning that this is absolutely bad. But when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's an honor to be a slave of Allah azza wa jalla. It is an honor to be a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how he honored his servants, the anbiya. As he spoke about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We spoke about the salihin, qal, ibadi, my servants. It's an honor. But how can I be that person unless my heart is always in the service of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What you guys need to do, making sure that your heart is always there. Serving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Submit yourself to the will of Allah azza wa jal. If you read a command in the Quran that requires me to do something, even if it's against your own will, I will still say, sami'na wa ata'na. I listen and I obey. Our problem today as Muslims, we have the Quran is open for us. Alhamdulillah, Rabbi Ameen, the level of literacy in the ummah is way beyond what it used to be at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Or even generation from before. Or even 100 years ago, probably. Even children today can read the Quran easily, alhamdulillah. In Arabic and other languages as well, too. So having that basic literacy is there. But how many of us really can say that I read it, I understand it, I'm going to follow the instruction that are in there? You have to follow the instruction of the Quran by submitting your heart to it. Nowadays, people, they come and they ask you questions, and when you give them the answer, they always have all these refutations to it. Why? Why not? Allah is the most merciful, doesn't allow these things to happen. Well, he's the most merciful, that's true, but also shadid al-iqab. He will punish as well too, he said. You're going to have to submit yourself to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not try to make your heart, you know, soft just because someone else is saying this is the way it should be. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who guides these hearts, so ask Allah subhanahu to guide your hearts. May Allah guide our hearts to him, ya Rabbil Alameen. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send us the Quran, and he talked about it as being basair. The Quran itself is light. He says about him, Nur. He said, Shifa, which means it's light, it's healing, it's guidance. And he said also, Qal, Hada basairu linnas. This is enlightenment to people. Talking about the Quran itself. Qal, Wahuda, it's guidance. Wa rahma, and mercy. Liqawmi yuqinun, for those who have certainty of faith. May Allah give us that certainty of faith, Ya Rabbil Alameen. So number four is to learn the knowledge of the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. قال الله تبارك وتعالى أو من كان ميتا فحيينا. Are they equal? Someone who is dead, and we gave them life by what? قال فحيناه وجعلنا له نورا يمشي به في الناس. We gave them life by this light of the Quran, so now they walk amongst the people with this light of guidance from Allah azza wa jalla. Are they equal? He said سبحانه وتعالى كما مثله في الظلمات. Just the example of someone who's walking in the darkness, doesn't know where to go. They're so lost in this dunya. لَيْسَ بِخَارَجِ مِنْهَا. They don't even have exit. They don't have way out of it. They're so indulged in there, so immersed in darkness, they have no light of guidance. And Allah says, are they equal? The answer is absolutely not. So pursue that light from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by learning the knowledge of the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And number five, the fifth one, my dear brothers and sisters, all of this I mentioned to you, it doesn't come easy. What does that mean? You have to put the effort. You need to put the effort. It doesn't come easy. Sitting down at home or spending most of your time at work and dedicating absolutely nothing except the leftover of your time for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's not sufficient. You're going to have to dedicate that time for it. During the day, during the night. You wake up for salah. I don't have time during the day. Then dedicate some time during the night. Well, I'm too busy at night. Then dedicate some time during the day. There has to be. You have to put the effort there because it's not sufficient. قال الله تبارك وتعالى من عمل صالحا. Whoever does good deeds. من ذكر أو أنثى, male or female, وهو مؤمن, with true conviction, with full iman in their hearts, فَلَنُحْيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. We shall give them a goodly life. Allah said that will give you a good life, which means it's with guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he said, وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْرًا بِأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. On a day of judgment, they shall be rewarded for the best of what they've done in this dunya. So brothers and sisters, in the confusion of our time, there is no other way but back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's only one way. And to have that light, you have to fulfill these things. You need to make sure that I have that light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by understanding the meaning of His oneness. Because if I believe in Him only one, I will abandon anyone else's guidance except for His subhanahu wa ta'ala. I submit my heart to Him. I put the effort into it. I learn the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I quit all the sins. Hopefully I get that light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us all that light in our heart, ya Rabbil Alameen, and in our life. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ الْعَظِيمَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله رب العالمين صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا ثم أما بعد. عباد الله, my dear brothers and sisters, when it comes to this guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Azza wa Jal made a very simple message at the end of Surah Al-Ankabut, which started by talking about trials. Allah says at the beginning of Surah Al-Ankabut, أَلِفْ لَا مِمَا حَسِبَ النَّاسَ وَيُتْرُكُوا يَقُولُوا أَمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يَفْتَنُونَ. Do people think that we're going to leave them to say we believe and they're not going to be tested or tried? So we are going to try you, each and every one of you. But towards the end, he said, subhanahu wa ta'ala, concluded the surah by saying, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And those who strive on our way, we shall guide them to the straight path. Like you put the effort, I'll guide you through it. Make commitment, my dear brothers and sisters. Make commitment today, before you leave this masjid. What else are you going to add to your life today that will help you bring you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Out of these five items, what do I need to focus on? What do I need to do? Just choose one thing to begin with, so at least you remove some of that clutter that is occupying the heart, so I can have a glimpse of hope in my heart that will show me the way in the confusion of this world. Remember, you need to put the effort there, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide you back to His way. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها مولاها. عباد الله, إن الله ملائكته يصلون على النبي, يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وارض اللهم عن خلفاء الراشدين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابة أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان يوم الدين. وأقم الصلاة.